let's talk about corny. How the internet and how society has really killed that word. John Lucas says, because he has a song, right? We're talking about drug addiction. He puts in the caption, this is the shit, this type of music that people call me corny for. That's weird. Why is General Lucas corny for making a song about drug abuse? By that logic, my song Liquor Store is considered corny because the whole song's about liquor addiction. We live in a society where, see, back in the days growing up, you know what corny meant? Being unauthentic. If I seen, that movie Malibu's Most Wanted? And you seen that dude like trying, this white dude trying to be a rapper saying, don't be hating. That's corny. Being something that you're not is corny. That's as simple as it is. We live in an era now where cringe is being like the word cringe. Okay, I'm gonna tell you why that word is stupid. Let's say, okay, I'm on Facebook. I see an adult my age, basically being unapologetically yourself. This dude is doing the morphing challenge where he's like, it's morphing time. He's wearing the Black Ranger, basically being weird, doing things that's outside of the norm. I noticed that anytime when someone does or says anything that's not really accepted by the mainstream masses or the norm, is considered cringe. It took me a while to understand that. So I seen that video, I'm like, this kid is, then they start talking about his weight. Oh, he's too fat to be a part. You know the typical shit that you hear on the fucking internet. You know, I'm speaking my truth, knowing damn well you wouldn't say that shit in someone's face. Like, who gives a fuck? By that logic, if I go to an anime, anyone that participates in anime con is cringe. So anytime when someone is anything that is not cool by industry, mainstream society standards, is cringe. That is not new. That goes back to high school. I remember I used to wear no gear, no nice clothes, popular clothes, but I didn't forget where I came from, because I came into that fucking school on a yellow bus with nerdy kids. And then when I stopped going on the school bus and started, taking the real bus to school and wearing fly clothes, I still hung out with them same nerdy friends. Still played Yu-Gi-Oh cards, still played Pokemon, still played Magic the Gathering, even though I'm wearing fly ass clothes for the time. Why? Because those were my friends. These popular trans fools are not my friends. They only rocking with me because of what I was wearing. Huh, kind of reminds you of how today's rap fans are. You know, the casual ones who care more about the fuck you look than what you're about. Example, McGriff from Public Enemy. Well, used to be part of Public Enemy. He spoke about some real shit. Notice how this one was like, I get what he's saying, but why is this motherfucking, why is this coat, his collar like that? This fool could be like, that shit, how retarded this fucking era, this generation of people are. Sorry, not sorry. But I kept looking at that. And it was, I'm like, that's interesting and stupid. Now, J. Cole says in the song, because y'all have to downplay his name because he apologized. Now, look, you're apologizing. So anytime when somebody says anything, you're apologizing. I'm like, shut up. Okay, nigga, he apologized. So, who cares? And people so retarded, they'll hold that against them. That's why I don't give a fuck about being the best rapper. So I don't give a fuck about being dope, because people care. Like, even if, like, living in an era now where you have rappers who are technically good and they'll call them trash, they can't make good songs, as if making a hit song is a very hard thing to do. Sometimes I do it and, like, I'm not even thinking about it. I have a song right now. I was gonna have a feature on it, but I wasn't gonna. My money's tight right now. So at this point, right? I said, fuck it. Let me just do my second verse for this song. It's a modern rap beat. The hook is catchy. Simple shit. Not hard to do that, but that's what I'm talking about with cringe and corny. I have a fucking song called Sock Puppet, right? Now, I could easily make a music video with that. Now, guess what? I'm going to use to make that music video. Sock Puppets. So let's say, for example, I make the video, I post it on TikTok. TikTok is the place where all you hear is cringe and corny all the time. Every time. So I make the music video. I'm using Sock Puppets because it's in the fucking song. I put the shit out there and I look in the comments. I'm going to see, is this cringe? Is this corny? Blah, blah, fucking blah. Keep in mind, the song is called Sock Puppets. Keep in mind what the song is called. What I mean, anytime, like, corny's not a bad thing, but y'all make it a bad thing. Like, literally calling someone corny or someone doesn't do us something corny. Even in music, like, even if you're referencing 80s, 90s shit, okay? You get at J. Cole for referencing Power Rangers at one point. Okay, fine. But I said, that's corny. How is it corny for referencing something? And this is the shit I'm talking about with fans. Y'all always complain about rappers using the same cliche bars, the same cliche punchlines. Then when they sit there and say something that's out, like, can be creative, like saying some shit like, you know, like referencing shit that's not mainstream norm, like anime. And I ain't talking about Yu-Gi-Oh! I'm not talking about, and keep in mind, you barely even have any Yu-Gi-Oh! Punchlines with rappers. It's like no Pokemon lines, no Dragon Ball Z lines been ran down. I'm talking about literally digging deep and looking at anime cartoons that never get referenced in music and literally sit there and either make a whole song about it or reference it in bars. You will call that shit fucking corny because the fact that you don't understand it. So of course you'll make fun. It's still a corny bar. I don't have to understand it, which also the ignorance. Again, artists, be yourself. When we be ourselves, it's corny, it's cringe. You know what I mean? But when we be safe, like making the boom bappy rap, like I told you about the podcast called Being Pigeonholed, that's safe shit. Here's a boom bappy beat with a soul sample. Let me have a nice little easy hook and then spit some fucking shit that's pretty much easy for anyone to understand about, whether it be about, you know, money, whether it be about, you know, hustling, typical shit, then people fuck with it, right? Let me talk about anime, let me talk about anything else. No, don't confuse your listener. See, I know you're trying to do this, but no, make it easy for people to, like, people gonna make it easy for the listener to understand you. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? These are fans saying this shit. These are fucking music reviewers saying this shit. And then these are other artists saying this shit. They want you to water down your fucking sound, but then we're up and down, we want originality. That makes no goddamn sense. It's bad enough that now it's more important than ever that artists have to be fucking content creators. Like, again, that's a real double whammy. We are in an era where if you are being yourself unapologetically, because when you're being yourself unapologetically, you're going against the norms of society, to the corny and cringe. Look at Dax, right? He made a Joker thing and it was cringy, but guess what? He's being his fucking self. And that's what people don't want you to be. How are you going to expect us to be content creators and be ourselves? And the first thing people sit there, then we don't be our unapologetic selves, and we being robots. Guess who called it out? The fans, the same people that will call you cringe and corny for being your unapologetic self, be the first one saying, hey, he's being fake. He's not really being himself. He seemed like he's being something that he's not. I wish he stepped out of his comfort zone and really be himself. And then when we do be our fucking selves, you have to be in our fucking selves, even in music. With me. Oh, he's hiding a sound. He's hiding a style. I wish he'd just been open and be himself. And then when you be yourself musically, I have a song where I am being like that to an extent. It's called Hide and Seek, where I'm singing a hook. That's being unapologetically my fucking self. I feel like singing a hook. But then if I were to put that shit on TikTok or fucking review shows, it's cringe, it's corny, why? And that's the reason why we as artists don't want to be content creators. Because y'all are too fucking fixated on the main, people are too fixated on what's the mainstream norms, that they don't want to open up their minds and do and look at anything different. This cringe culture, I didn't know what it was. So basically you made a culture making fun of people.
Okay.
That is.
Yeah, it's just on the other side.
Yeah.
We went there for our mission.
Just that we didn't know about this side. So, yeah. So you made a whole culture making fun of people really being themselves. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. This guy having fun and being his unapologetic self on social media.
Well, you shouldn't be posting yourself on social media like that, there.
I mean, we don't do that. Oh, I wish. Come on, man. We more creators. We more out. We more people that think outside the box. You don't know what the fuck. Society doesn't know what the fuck it needs. Yet we still bow down to it and try to appease it. Even music. You know what I'm saying? Like me making boom bappy jazzy shit. That's acceptable in the old school hip hop world. But then there's a ton to that shit too. He's talking with the beat. You got niggas who rap like they're tired of the beat, right? Like no energy, like. Keep in mind, I heard some songs like that on the fucking radio. See, when I rap, I be like, my name is Mike and I be killing competition. Motherfuckers better open up their fucking ears and listen. You will still fucking think I'm being too monotone and I'm talking on a beat. Literally doing the stream. As much as you say, that's not what they want. That's exactly the fuck they want. Because the next song, some nigga is screaming his fucking goddamn lungs out and y'all call that shit fire. Stop fucking severe lying to yourself. Now act like a Trump on a fucking instrument. The reason I said stop off that, I mean, I'm gonna get a TikTok as the Grinch. More of that, but trust me, I'm just fucking saying, man, we live in a society that as much as y'all say, y'all want new ideas, we don't want new ideas. Why the fuck do you feel so comfortable with me constantly making the same shit?
You're so consistent with the sound.
You know you want this fucking sound. And when I try to add just this mention of uniqueness to it, you're scared. You're scared. Even with the flows. On my song Trapped in My Psyche. Y'all kinda how many pauses I took. Yet Drake does that. And I didn't take that many pauses. I just add the pause for fucking effect. Cause I'm letting you know this was going in my mind. But see, they don't care. Like when you have a artistic view that they don't see, you are wrong. You know why? Because they want to pigeonhole you, and they thinking it's cool. They lie to you and tell you this is your true potential. How is it my true potential when I'm pigeonholed? I'm pigeonholed making boom bappy jazzy songs. I'm pigeonholed. Making vibey chill songs. If I do anything outside of that fucking realm, it's a problem. That is not showing the true potential. That is just you being another card in the deck. They're scared because every artist that they fucking looked up to, listened to, stepped outside their comfort zone, flow wise, topic wise, beat wise, and niggas wasn't fucking with it. And that's why you got niggas talking about, I miss the old you, and blah, blah, fucking blah. And so when they do anything that resembles their old sound, let's say Chance the Rapper, they you back on their dick. Oh my God, Chance, yes, I know that you went through a breakup, but it makes great music, which proves my point. And y'all niggas wanna get mad when us artists be, you know, self-serving. No shit, it's our music. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, I need some shit for me. You know what I'm saying? And yet, they don't wanna hear that. And that's weird, because in the underground, we're supposed to just take risks, but after a while, you have you think how the algorithm thinks. Because easy to put my music in the same playlist as a Wiz Khalifa, and I fit right in. I'll be in the same, playlist with a Pusha T, I'll fit right in. isn't it like boom bappy shit? It looks rad. Gotta think how to add it everything. So y'all ain't even thinking like for yourselves. It's a bunch of fucking robots, bro. Niggas say he's trying to act. What was another fucking little dumb term these niggas want to try to use? You saying shit that's true, but that's real. Reality is, people like to lie to themselves. Y'all do. Say you want this, but then when someone give it to you, you don't like it no more. Like I told you, when I made that song Darkstalkers, right? That was pretty much a blend of what I'm going to do. Telling a story about the hood, but at the same time, using Darkstalkers as a fucking metaphor. Right? So that was interesting, but at the same time, it was also easy to digest because it was a fucking boom bappy, jazzy, underground New York beat. You see, that's the digestion part. I can talk about like smoking weed with Scooby-Doo and Shaggy on a boom bappy jazzy beat. Y'all would fuck with it because of the beat. If it was on some psychedelic shit like I did with the original fucking song, you've never heard a psychedelic boom bappy beat before, so it's like, what the fuck is this? Then I'm talking about something that's completely left and not completely left, you're scared. But at the same time, we hate cliches. We hate cliches. You like cliches. That's the hot take. People like cliche shit. They like shit that's familiar. That's why the old generation hates the new generation. Once the old generation starts seeing things that is not what they're used to, like technology and convenience, they shitting on it. I hate that fucking them phone. I gotta fucking cover it all the time. He older than my uncle. You kids and your phones and your kids get your apps, you know, that kind of shit. That's not what you're used to. It's not what the fuck you're used to. And that's how music is. Y'all not used to, like, you hear it, even if you see someone promoting their music. Who is this guy? That's why I cringe when I promote my shit. I hate promoting my shit online. I hate promoting my music on social media. I cringe every fucking time. Because it just feels weird. It feels weird doing that shit. It feels weird. It does. That's why you will never see me post a visualizer on TikTok called a fucking day. But you not gonna game. But if you notice when I show my face vibing to my own shit, people are like, oh, that shit fire, because it's what you would expect a uncle rapper to make. Again, pigeonhole. I can give you trap. I can make what the fuck I want to make. But since society is so stuck on just the same shit over and over and over again, what the fuck can I do? You know what I mean? But you know, it's what it is. That's why trans culture is stupid. Because all y'all doing is hating on people. Like having the balls to unapologetically be themselves. Y'all calling anything that is the opposite of what you used to corny. Because back in the days, a corny person was someone that was being fake. We would call him a buster. If a nigga was walking around acting like he a gangster when you know he ain't like that, you a cornball, you a buster. Not some are doing some shit that's just completely fucking stupid. Right? Like, you're corny for that. I mean, that's intact, but let's be real with it. You calling niggas corny for literally stupid reasons. This motherfucker got married to one girl. He corny. This nigga doing lyrical miracle rap. He corny. What? That's the equivalent of calling someone a nerd, a cornball, for reading a book. You niggas do. Y'all can't even read a whole 3-6 paragraph without saying that's too much. So I'm just saying, y'all put that word corny around way too fucking much. And even someone like childish, like add an anime or references to anime, manga, cartoons, movies, and their music and their art. That's not your art. So all that whole, you're being self-serving. It's retarded, because whose art is this? We don't come in the game. Like, when we're rapping in cyphers, we're rapping with our homies. We're not rapping to appease the masses. Like, y'all literally just doing with labels. Like, you got fans, independent radio stations, corny rappers, telling artists who've got bright ideas to fucking make music that is motherfucking cliche and bland while complaining about music that's cliche and bland. Which makes no fucking sense. But you know, that's why I say cringe is a dead term.
You know what was really corny? And I can give an example. How fans are treating this Drake, J. Cole, and fucking and Kendrick thing. The fact that y'all folks are like, where's Kendrick? Where's Kendrick? Come on, Kendrick. Y'all sound corny. This man is doing a lot of things besides wasting his time on a fucking rap beat. He studied it. Yeah, nigga, but... He cooks up something. He cooks up something. And the fact that y'all giving this man like a time period to drop something is fucking retarded. Even little rap coaches are starting to look corny. Talking about if Kendrick doesn't drop anything within the next few weeks, Drake automatically won. Like you speaking for everybody, nigga. You don't. Who cares? And after a while, this kind of beef is starting to look kind of stupid at this point. Like at this point, people have lost interest in any fucking way. Is dumb. Realistically, people do not care about who won this shit between J. Cole, Kendrick, and fucking Drake at this point. Like, people stopped caring a long time ago. Like, who gives a fuck? Like, we do not care. Like, it was cool for a fucking moment, but after a while, it's starting to get real corny and cringe. And it's mostly due to fucking fans. And they're all biased. It's Team Kendrick, Team Cole, Team Drake. Well, Cole dipped out. So we all gonna call him a cornball and a bitch because he apologized because he did a diss song. He clearly didn't fucking feel like doing. And then, you know, fans are acting like little girls about this shit. And then I show, you know, the homie Howard, who's a huge fucking like Drake fucking stand. This fool thinks this man just cannot fucking do anything wrong. And then I show him the fucking, to be honest, stupid, cringy, unnecessary fucking AI diss track. And before I start talking about how, well, Kendrick did it. Well, Kendrick did it to pay fucking homage. And when he did the Nipsey Hussle deep fake fucking face AI thing, he was rapping from fucking Nipsey Hussle's perspective. Which, again, fans are so stupid that you can't even rap from different perspectives any fucking more. Like, bro, I remember this one song that Kendrick made. He was rapping from a male's perspective and a woman's perspective. Like, he was taking, you know what I mean? You know shit like that. But fans will always look for a fucking gay or no homo moment, which is kind of weird. You look for you look for something to sound gay when it's not really gay. That's the fucking, again, corny part. Like how back in the days when you had niggas looking at you weird for eating a fucking goddamn, like, glizzy, aka a hot dog. You're like, hey, yo, that nigga really doing that hot dog. You remember? Like, it got to the point where niggas couldn't even eat a fucking banana in a hot dog in peace because niggas would literally look at you eating a hot dog and fantasize how you supposedly deep-throating a fucking hot dog, but swear that y'all motherfuckers ain't gay, but y'all the ones have these little dumb-ass gay thoughts. That was fucking goddamn corny. That was fucking cringe. That was fucking corny. That was fucking cringe. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping in the buck. I was keeping that shit. I'm keeping shit 1,000. That's cringy. That's corny. Niggas hating on motherfuckers making music. They posting their fucking music. You calling them trash simply because they're not fucking goddamn popular. You got fans who care so much about numbers. Like that one idiot that was telling me, bro, this boom bappy sound's not going to work. This is not going to be able to be on the billboards. The fact that you got dumbass fans on SoundCloud over here trying to listen to your shit, trying to dictate the shit gonna be on the Billboard charts or not, even though that wasn't even your fucking attention to be on the Billboard charts, is equally fucking corny and cringe. Because nigga, I'm not making that song in particular. When I make songs, I'm not thinking about them goddamn charts. So you look stupid trying to fucking sit there and tell me, oh, Mike, I mean, oh, bro, you know, this is not going to be, unfortunately, the mainstream Myers does not accept this sound. How many fucking times were you corny ass fucking niggas were wrong every time when you hear it, when someone posts a song on SoundCloud and y'all said the shit wasn't going to go, and then when the shit goes, then what? Like, y'all look stupid. Y'all care about numbers and appearances and more and personality. Y'all don't even want to even take the music away from, well, we know how. Nowadays, niggas want you to fucking be your best behavior. Because if you sitting there having a bad personality, that affects your music. It does. Even if you fucking even have a disagreement with someone on TikTok or on Instagram, these niggas will sit there and call your music trash simply because that you don't agree with the fuck they say. Now tell me if that's not corny. Tell me if that's not fucking corny. Like, y'all throw that shit around so fucking much, but at the same fucking goddamn time, y'all cringe. Seriously, you making fun of another man's weight? That is cringe. I do not care. Man, same as he got fat, man. Okay, nigga, and that's some cringy ass shit when y'all niggas care so much about how another fucking man looks. So much so that it affects their music. But again, dog, this shit is just retarded to me. It's just, again, you can't call somebody cringe when I do cringy shit. People think like this, like when homegirl made that song, Meow, Meow, Meow. Okay, that was cringe, but that was her making a song that she felt. And they're like, well, it was on the internet. Yeah, anyway, they critique it. Yeah, and you blew the shit up. How you hate something and then, but then yet, it's like the Velma thing. And if anything, that them making a second season, because there are people that actually like that fucking show, whether you believe it or not. And also makes it so, make y'all so cringe and corny that y'all act like people can't have different fucking taste. Like, as much as people said they hate that Velma show because it was being too woke and blah, 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 there are some people that actually like that fucking show. And what y'all do? Pick on them for liking something that is universally hated. That's corny and cringe, because how you gonna sit there? It's like you're trying to force someone, hey, if 1,000 people is doing coke and you're not doing coke, it's something wrong with you. Even though cocaine is a very bad drug that will fuck you up. But hey, 1,000 people are doing it, and if you're not doing it, that is so fucking high school. Maybe some of these people were, even in high school, it was fucking stupid. I never understood that shit then. It's stupid. And like high school, every single motherfucking person that lit the industry, lit the mainstream, like masses dictate how the fuck they think, they ain't got no personality. I had popular friends and they have no personality. Man, my nerdy, weird friends have more personality than them. I'm just saying. What, see what else that's corny and cringe? I was on Instagram. And I seen these little girls. They were mauled by pit bulls in the face. They were just, you know, not letting nothing get to them, making a video, being happy. And what I seen in the comments, cringe, 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 cringe. And, you know, and then saying shit like, I admire your confidence, but you guys, you girls will never get a boyfriend. And then he doubles down and says, I said what I said. It was my honest opinion. I'm like, really? Because you know these fools wouldn't say these honest opinions in someone's face. Oh, you'll make a video and say it, but you won't say it in nobody's face. Like that. I'm just saying, that's corny. That's cringe. Not a fucking person, you know, putting on a fucking Power Ranger costume. I have a homeboy from high school. He always wears a Power Ranger fucking costume. Is he cringe? Because he's choosing to put on a fucking Power Ranger costume? No. He's doing what the fuck he loves to do. That's the thing about you people who hate people who make cringy content. At least they got the balls to be themselves. You can't be yourself. That's why. And it bothers you. It bothers you. That's why y'all make up things like cringe culture. You make up little videos and memes making fun of people who do cringy things and blah, blah, making them more famous, but you do it with an ill intent. You call people corny, yet you're online talking all that bullshit behind a fucking computer screen or behind your phone. That's more corny than a fucking rapper, you know, going to Comic-Con. I'm talking about Logic. Logic has always been a nerd from the beginning. So it wasn't just him talking about him being biracial. People been hated on Logic even when he first started. I don't know. Y'all have this hatred for, like, light-skinned, biracial rappers. I don't get it. If it ain't, it's weird to me. It's very weird to me. Like, Logic is seem like the type of fucking guy that I would literally play video games with. He's like one of my nerdy friends I can just hang around with. And yet, y'all make fun of him. It's not just, though, he's biracial. And even when he took a picture with his wife and his kid, y'all thought it was a biracial joke. Y'all watch this nigga's podcast, and he uses the word biracial. And yet, he can't even say that word now because you're going to make a TikTok. He can't stop talking about being biracial. And you can't stop motherfucking looking up his fucking TikToks, looking up to see if he's going to fucking say it. So who's more cringy? Who's more corny? You don't like the man and watch his fucking content. You're choosing to. And you know what the fuck they say? I used to be a fan of his. Good. Used to. And I hate when people say they used to be a fan of somebody, yet still look them up. Niggas, stay not a fan. They don't care. Stay not a fan. Stop looking for the rapper or whoever to make something that you like again. If they already decided to make some shit that you don't fucking like and you stop fucking with them, stop fucking with them. Unfollow them, but don't do it sneakily. And then when they start making, then every once in a while, check up on them, see if they're going to make something that's worth your time. That's what you niggas do because you openly say it. And then when they fucking do, let me follow him again and make sure, hopefully, that he'll do it again, which he's not going to fucking do. And then once he do it again, let me unfollow him. No, stay there. There is no in and outs. No, stay where the fuck you at. I don't know why fans do that. Stay away. Don't, if you're going to be completely in or completely out. I don't understand that shit. I've never once done that to a single artist I listen to. If I didn't like an artist, I'm not checking out their music. It's that simple. It's that simple. If I fucks with you, I fucks with you. If I don't, I don't. Yet, so simple, yet people can't even do that. But I'm just saying, bro, like, that's corny. You calling motherfuckers corny for literally being they fucking, like, for, because they not doing shit that's of pop, that's really something that's mainstream accepted, like being married. I remember there was a fucking time when niggas called anyone a simp. Remember, that was corny, but they made it seem like it was so cool. What's she doing? Girl, don't do that. Child kid. So, yeah. So, like I say, man, it's like I've been saying. I'm gonna go outside. Stanky booty. I can't go outside. So, back to what I'm saying. Like I said before, and I'll say it again. Cause my baby stank. She boo boo. I need some air. So back to what I'm saying, bro. Like I said, it's raw sense. Everything goes on. But like I say, bro, it's like I say before, and I'll say it again. At the end of fucking goddamn day, when it comes down to it, like, when y'all make these cringe, talking about cringe culture, y'all pretty much saying we hate anyone that's not being cool. Cool to you is the most blandest fucking shit. And then be like, no, nigga, y'all, let's be real. Y'all glorify gangster rappers. Y'all think gangster rappers and hood niggas are the most coolest motherfuckers on the fucking planet. And y'all will fucking sit there and say they will not. They're not corny because of the aesthetic. Y'all care about aesthetics too. Like, prime example. If I make a song like I Get High, like that song has an aesthetic to it. That's a vibe. Like, I can picture someone, you know, putting like a fucking a person with dreads. You can walk in the fucking room. As soon as that beat hit, doom, doom, I get high. You walk in that bitch, you smoking up the fucking room, let loose and rap it out. That's what the fuck you want. You want theme music. You want something that as soon as you fucking walk in the place, that's what the fuck you're feeling. Right? Right? But let me tell you why that's so corny. Because y'all motherfuckers do it in such an obsessive way. Like, y'all, and another thing that's corny, y'all don't respect other fucking music genres. Y'all think it's supposed to be only pop and fucking drill and only fucking trap. If someone did nerdcore rap, now let's say, for example, a nigga like me, because y'all go off of looks, y'all go off of appearances, and y'all go off of what the person looks like. Like, niggas be trying to put me in this position like I'm some lyrical miracle mastermind. If I told these niggas straight up, that's not what the fuck I do. I don't know where the fuck y'all got that idea. You look like the type. Like, bro, you have songs where your voice sounds like you could make that kind of music. That is corny. Because that makes no fucking sense. And looks can be fucking deceiving. See, shit like that, and yet you want to call people like J. Cole corny for trying to be the cool guy, but you want the fucking old, you know, the old uncle or the old big brother to try to be cool with the kids. Hence why you want to rap over trap beats and rap over drill beats and flow like everybody and rap modern, because you want us to be that cool uncle that's hit with the kids. So y'all look stupid. Then you tell niggas like me who don't really do that shit to do it because it's beneficial. No, it's not. And even if I do make a song that's like that, I want you to guarantee, I want you to understand, it's not because I'm going to try to make a hit. It's because I heard the beat, I like the beat, and I'm going to do it. So I'm not just doing this boom bappy jazzy shit. I'm not pigeonholed like that, nigga. If it sounds good, it sounds good. It's just that niggas just be trying to pigeonhole me into that shit. R&B, they try to do, make me do something that I clearly do not do, which is hyper pop. And that's even more corny and cringe when fans or rappers try to tell you to fucking do a fucking genre that you do not really fucking fit into. They want you. That's high school shit. They want you to fit in with the cool kids. And y'all niggas ain't that cool. Even back in high school, them so-called popular kids were not really that fucking cool. And then when you see them, they grow up, then it's like, damn, then why the hell did we thought y'all was cool? I'm like, fuck out of here, dog. Cringe culture, man. Come on, man. You're being corny. Yeah, you, who's more corny? You, I mean, the people who are not afraid to, you know, be weird or be themselves, are the motherfuckers that hate them from doing that because they're not living to society standards. Like, seriously, I've seen this happen before. Somebody used to make what you would call cringe or corny content. That person let that shit go to his head, deleted his cringe and corny content, start making content that was more acceptable, and he gained a fan base for it. And his old fans, because these, I swear, y'all stay in the dark. And only until y'all see a drastic change, that's when I want to start saying something. So I say, I like his old content. His new fans, the finish saying, his old content was corny and cringe. I'm glad he did switch it up. I like this content now. And you can tell he was not feeling comfortable making the shit that he was making. The issue with you, now, that's even more corny. Why would you want someone to do something that they don't feel comfortable doing to appease you? Look, when you know that there's other people that can make what you like. And they'll always, and there's always an argument or an answer, if there is one, which shouldn't be, but they're always, where one is, well, I picture you as being that kind of person that could do that kind of stuff, which is bullshit. Like, I should be doing outsider music. Why do you think I'm so great at doing boom bappy rap when that's a lot of people doing that shit? And then what is your fucking answer to that? Well, you're good at it. You got dope flows. But here's another thing that's corny too. Okay, flows, rhymes, These things that make a good rapper. And in this society, even if you have all of those things down packed, from the beat selection to the mixing to the flows to the deliveries, since y'all big on that. But keep in mind, they want you to scream your rhymes and play with your feet. Like, bro, it's about like how you feel comfortable doing. You don't want to do shit that you don't feel comfortable doing. They'll sit there and tell you that's what make artists great. No, nigga, you should not be doing that, because it's going to come out in your fucking music. It's going to come, you're like, if you don't feel uncomfortable, it's going to come off as uncomfortable. You dig? If I'm over here yelling my fucking rhymes and playing with my fucking flows and doing like this, and it sounds forced, people going to say that shit sounds fucking forced. But at the same time, at least his delivery is fucking cool. It's not boring. Like, that's corny as fuck. So you don't care if the artist feels uncomfortable doing it, as long as they're doing it to appease you. Whose art is this? And it's like, then y'all want to talk about make music for a particular fan base that enjoys your music. It's not hard to do. That's when the consistency comes into play. Making, like me, making boom bappy jazzy beats with a slow laid back tone. Okay, there's a fan base for that, but then you got niggas who every so often get in my fucking face and tell me, you sound fucking monotone, you just switch up your sound, switch up your flow, you just sound like this, you know, basically breaking the consistency that I've been making for a long time with a fan base that actually fucks with it, but because they think like the algorithm thinks, because the algorithm doesn't tell them my kind of music is cool, that they say it's trash. They say it's boring. They say that's not cool. So when they see me, someone with some potential, they just want you to switch it all up. That's corny. Because there's 100,000 rappers you can fucking look up that makes the music that you like. Why you want one particular person to make what you like when, hell, make it yourself? Because then you look like that's some corny, cringy shit. You're corny and you're a coward. Make what you like. If I make what I like, like this one retard, it makes no sense. Tell me how corny this shit is and cringe this shit is. This nigga said I make hyper pop, hate my shit because my shit ain't hyper pop, and tells me you should make hyper pop, then go as far as say follow me on Instagram. That is not just corny, that's some cringy ass shit. That is the true definition of that word. Not someone making a song about, someone going through a drug addiction. And the thing about it is, y'all want to sit there and say, it's too basic, it's too, nigga, as long as it's there. Y'all be talking about it's too basic, but at the same time, tell artists to not complex their fuck, not, don't make your message too complex. Again, corny and stupid. Even with hooks. You say up and down. The reason why lyrical rappers are not good at, because their hooks sound like verses, right? And so we dumb it down, make our hooks more simple. Your hooks is ABC, ABC is too simple. This is a hook, mind you, not a verse. Y'all retarded. And this all goes with the fucking fact that if you sound like someone that's complex and lyrical, they will put you in that motherfucking box. Now tell me how cringe is that? I'm going to make you be something that you're fucking not. But even though it doesn't come off like that, but it is that. Like, niggas don't read what the fuck you're doing. No, homie. I read what you're doing. I read what you're doing. So it looks stupid as fuck to me. It's like, bro, like, you want to make fun of people for being their self unapologetically, right? And call them cringe and corny, yet you trying to tell them to be something that they not to appease you and appease what the mainstream, what the masses perceives, because y'all love talking about what's what the mainstream masses wants, and the fact that y'all so blunt with it now is even more cringe. Like, you will bluntly tell niggas like me,
That's what the mainstream masses wants you to rep over these, you know, poppy industry beats, you know, from, you know, right? That's what they want. They want shit that sounds more industry. But then when I'm rapping on a fucking beat with a pop hook or a beat that sounds more modern, I'm rapping with a more modern flow, kind of, all of a sudden, we missed the, that's not it, it sounds too poppy. That's corny and cringe. It's corny because it's just stupid. It's stupid. You keep pushing artists to do this shit, and then when they do this shit, you have an issue with it. Then it's even cringe because y'all do it all the time. You know, you talk about every time when an artist has a song, it'd be cool if a big artist was on there, and then all of a sudden DJ Flip or and all the money has a fucking goddamn beat pack with set artist on a feature with a beat that is that with a beat that fits both the artist in the big artist style, and then we make that fucking goddamn song, we send it to you motherfuckers. That's just garbage, bro, because it's an end on the money type of fucking beat, because y'all hate the fuck out that fucking shit. No, because it's trash, it's fake, and this isn't making it like, shut up. It ain't like you fucking underground rappers really be fucking promoting other fucking underground rappers' music like that. You don't. It ain't like you motherfuckers really be, like, caring about, you know, putting artists on. You don't. Some of y'all be straight up motherfucking doing shady fucking businesses too, like Scribble asking me for a fucking feature and then telling me that I gotta pay him for a feature he asked me to do. That's why I don't ever ask him for nothing. That makes no sense to me. Like, he the homie, but at the same time, niggas, you ain't the only underground rapper, nigga. You follow me first. That's the thing. These niggas follow me first. I don't ask for niggas to follow me. But he doing his thing. But like I say, that's why I don't like to do features with other artists. And I be wondering, why come you artists don't like to do features with other artists? Because some of y'all niggas be fucking goddamn corny. I mean, there's only a few people I would do features with. That's Dunny G and that's fucking goddamn Gunho Camacho and Moisturized Kevin. But other than that, my nigga, or outside of the people I rock with, those the only people so far that I fuck with. Like, for features. Other than that, my nigga, everyone's just a question mark to me. Yeah, I would tell you we should do features, but I'm like, I don't know. Like, come on, dog. Come on, my nigga. Come on. Y'all want to call who corny? He think he ain't doing that shit. What the fuck you think? I'm speaking my truth, nigga. That's how the fuck niggas look to me. Straight up. Rapper beats they fucking self. And notice how that be the most garbagey trash album is the ones where and they always say when artists don't be consistent with their sound, but at the same time you got fans who be wanting every track to sound different, which is weird to me because the different tracks be the ones that y'all niggas do not like, but the ones that is so like consistent with the artists are the ones that you fucking like. So then when an artist does take those sounds and make one fucking, why the fuck do you think Her Loss was Drake's best album? Because if all it was 20, all it was just a fucking, basically a continuation of that one song on Nevermind with 21 Savage, and all he did was took that sound and gave you a full album with it. Because that was the only song on Unsung Nevermind people fucking liked. Let's be real with it. Y'all don't want artists to step out their comfort zone like that. Y'all will sit there and call it trash. But as soon as we sit there and play to our strengths, and that's that, basically what you're supposed to fucking do. Like, for real, play to your fucking strengths. You got niggas wanting you to do every fucking thing. Stupid. And if we do that, nigga, you still gonna call this shit boring. Why he's not trying different fucking flows and different sounds? Shut up. Why don't you look for another artist that can do that for you? Stop expecting everyone to do that. You know what else is fucking corny? When a fan or an artist look at an artist, let's say like me, and pretty much assume what you are.
are making dumbass comparisons that don't make any sense, like comparing the fucking Kendrick or school or TDE artist, which makes no fucking sense to me. Or B, when you have a unique sound or a unique flow, they'll call you, they'll give you like a low fucking score. But if it's like run the mill shit, they'll give you 8 and 9s because it's familiar. That's corny. But complain about artists not taking risk when you as a listener don't take risk. Let's be real with that. No one's gonna fucking talk about that. Y'all be, even when it come out of content, there'll be certain songs that you don't even fucking, I'll tell you, even with me, like that fucking song with Killer Priest, that was stupid. Killer Priest is not the type to be making songs about fucking going to the strip club. That shit just sounds completely off. I just did it because I like the fucking beat, but that shit, I kept the feature on because I like Killer Priest, but that's just songs I just put out there in the world. That would not be on anything that I would put like in the streaming store. That's just something I just put out there. Now I know for a fact that shit was off. Like that don't sound right. Killer Priest talking about shake it, girl, shake it. I'm like, no. The only person I would probably see doing that shit is Method Man, not Killer Priest. Or maybe RZA. Other than that, man, no, that shit's just stupid. But like I fucking say, man, it's just dumb to me. It's just stupid. And it's just, it's, that's what I mean. And you got artists that literally will sit there and eat that shit up. At least it's different. That's corny and cringy because even though it's, like you say it yourself, all because it's different don't mean it is good. No, nigga. People should play safe fucking strengths. You know you don't fucking like when artists change their sound up any goddamn way. And then it will also make it corny. You will hate the fucking sound and hate that it's weird. Like, remember when Eminem made Revival, made Relapse? And people call that shit trash. And notice how years went on, people call that shit an underground classic. That's corny and cringe. Because why would you wait decades to fucking appreciate what an artist just did? Because in real time, people called that album trash and was hoping that he was not doing them accents on Recovery. And people didn't like Recovery. And then years, decades on, now all of a sudden, Relapse is a cult classic. That would, then that means I should just kept on making my weird outsider music then. Because they'll call it trash and cringy, but then decades later, oh my God, Mike was innovative. He had a unique sound. Because making, rapping over boom bappy jazzy beats is not innovative, my guy. All it is just rehashing a sound that's been done. It's just refreshing. That's all the fuck it is. That's all the fuck it is. You know, and that's all the fuck it is. I'm gonna do it. Hell. But we know what it is. But we know what it is. No disrespect, but you want artists to fucking like expand out and do. Like, this is why I don't mind those little beats samples that has that J Dilla-ish sound. Okay, fine, I'll give you that. Because I'm not seeing a lot of fucking rappers actually hopping those kind of fucking beats like that. Since it is what it is. No idea is original. But the beats I've been rapping on, I can easily picture Wiz Khalifa on. Currency on. But hey, that's what y'all niggas want me to rap on. I say, don't use tight beats, but at the same fucking time, also another thing that's corny, the tight beat jokes. Ever fucking notice how when you're rapping on a beat that's completely left, Luigi's Mansion tight beat, Moyo tight beat, but if it's a beat that reminds you of someone else, they'll never say nothing? That's corny and cringe. As corny and cringe as people who still use the same recycled jokes. You hate when rappers have cliche recycled fucking lines, but I'm on fucking Instagram looking at dad jokes about, I forgot what that shit is. There's a lot of fucking reusable jokes on TikTok that been said and said and said since 2016. I'm like, y'all still say that shit? Y'all still say that? Like them dumbass like Will Smith smack jokes, and you know why them jokes only lasted for about 4 days in a week? They're fucking cringe. You know what else is fucking cringe? When I try to make fun of a fucking rapper's name, and use very dad joke puns like J Fold. Like, just say that and not feel cringe. That's cringe. J Fold. Kendrick the Lame. Game with a G-A-Y. Jesus Christ. Lake. Trying to make fun of Drake. Or bring up the grassy. Yeah, we know. The grassy wheelchair. The grassy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, he uses a Ghost Rider. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so did Biz Markie. See, you can't make fun of Ghost Riders when that's been around in hip-hop for since its beginning. Like, the first Ghost Rider was fucking goddamn, Grandmaster Cash, and he fucking wrote for fucking Big Hank of the motherfucking Sugar Hero Gang. That's documented. Big Daddy Biz Markie had all of his lyrics written by Big Daddy Kane. Right? LL Cool J wrote for MC Light, and MC Light never wrote all her fucking lyrics. Eazy-E didn't write his own fucking lyrics. That was all Ice Cube. Ghostwriting has been around for years, years, years. Nigga, Lil Kim doesn't write her own shit. Biggie wrote all of her shit. But she's still the best rapper. But then y'all want to come after Drake for using ghostwriters. But then the rappers that y'all call legends also use ghostwriters. That's corny. Since ghostwriting's been around since the beginning of hip-hop, and there's proof of that, why come that's hated? That should just be another thing. But people don't respect your pen. And since the family living in an era where people will assume that you use AI, or assume that you got ghostwriters, even though that you don't, because niggas don't know what writing credits look like. Because you can write a composition. Like, come on, y'all. It's fucking stupid. It's real fucking stupid. That's why I just look at it like, That's why I look at shit like it is now. It's just dumb. Like, real dumb. That's just what I'm saying. Even when rappers do, and again, everyone's corny. Here's another thing too. Everyone is corny to an extent. Everyone does cringy things to an extent. Niggas act like they ain't fucking said or done anything cringe. But still, you gotta grow out of that shit to be what? To be a fucking another stereotype, or be something that's more accepted to the masses? That's growth to you? Oh, let me stop being myself and try to be accepted by a group of fucking bland ass people that didn't accept me for being myself. So let me fucking go and grow out this thing that I was being, not because I want to, but to be accepted by a bunch of motherfuckers that don't really like me. Like, if you're trying to grow out your little cringy fucking phase to grow as a person, now look at Tyler, Creator. He used to be very cringy to most when he was a youth. Now he's 30 years old, he's more mature, and you got fans who talk about, I miss the old Tyler, I miss the old him. And those fans are the epitome of the word cringe and corny, because why would you want a fucking rapper, your favorite rapper, to fucking keep making the exact same things that he made when he's an adolescent? You can just look up his older music. And people, even Jay-Z said it, don't like it, you can listen to my old albums. And the fact that people actually try to, like, you know, challenge that, because it's common sense. If you don't like someone's old new shit, buy their old albums or listen to their old shit. There is no fighting that. If that's the fucking case, then stop telling artists to evolve then. Fans are cringe with that. They're corny with that. You always hate when an artist change their fucking sound up, right? Because they kept making the same shit, you call it boring. Then when they change it up for a while, you call that shit dumb, you want the old shit back. And then when we say, well, here's my older shit, this is my old shit. No, we want you to go back to your old shit. We want you to go back to that old sound. We want you to do it. And then when you do it, it's like, what's the fucking point? It's stupid. Makes no sense.
And only reason, and fans who do that shit are people who really, really put you on this little pedestal. The Ghidorah, I sent a song, the mixing was off, because, come on, Mike, you're the guy. I mean, I get it. Like, but you, I've never in my life ever looked at any artist I listen to like that. Not in life. I don't care, was it Cool Keith, was it MF Doom, was it M? I let the artist be themselves. If they have an album I don't like, I'll listen. I'll give it a listen. If I don't like it, I'll leave it the fuck alone. Try again next time. I'm not going to go on no damn tangent about how whack it is. I'm not going to sit there and make a TikTok about it. It's not that damn serious. You got motherfuckers that be dead ass about that shit. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Nigga, like, I look at, y'all look at rap like a, like competition, right? Like it's a sport. In any fucking sport, every player has a game when they're off. Jordan didn't make every single fucking goddamn shot. He's still the greatest. Kobe didn't make every single shot. He's still a fucking great player. LeBron didn't fucking win every goddamn game. He's still a fucking great player. Same thing with a fucking rap artist. They're going to say a line that's fucking cringy. First of all, you ain't going to even notice you're saying a cringy bar, because you, in your mind, is a dope bar. To someone else, it ain't that good. So all this, another thing that's corny about fans, y'all have this obsession with artists being perfect. This is why niggas don't put out shit. Whether it be the mixing, whether it be the way the beat, it's like this obsession with perfection. That's why y'all at the same time, Dr. Dre don't put out nothing because of you. I mean, you could put out something for Dre, AI. But like I say, bro, like this obsession with having these high expectations that, again, shouldn't even be there. I get hit with high expectations. Because you're consistently putting out the same shit. But again, in your mind, not the same shit. It's the same shit. Same shit. If you're playing that fucking goddamn game, don't ever tell me to switch it up. If this is what you want me to do, make boom bappy, jazzy, street, New York shit. I'm from the West Coast, by the way. And you over here, you know, doing all this, making songs like this. Don't you ever tell me to switch it up. My tone, none of that. Don't ever tell me to switch it up. Because if I switch it up, the only thing you don't sit there and do is say I miss the old you. Which is also cringe and is also corny. Like these little music reviewers. Now, they don't know this in between. My name is Mike and I be killing competition between. My name is Mike and I be killing competition. Like, that's different. Again. And that's because that's with the radio. Y'all keep talking about. This is another thing that's so cringy and corny. Y'all keep telling artists, any artist, do us on the radio, copy the radio. Nigga, I literally heard a fucking song on the radio that sound like that. Like, I'm getting money for real, baby. I be getting money for real, baby. Getting to the money I'm supposed to. Me and my niggas, we going postal. Bitch, we do what the fuck we don't do. Nigga, that's like every single West Coast rapper right now. And that's what the fuck. And again, that's the radio, right? And then we go, because music influencer tells us to. Like review shower tells us to. So we go, and then we, you know, go and we play and we get on these fucking, you know, industry and on Damani beats or TaylorMade beats, because they're beats, because they produce for big artists to make it, you know, give it that industry sound that y'all niggas keep on telling underground artists to have, which is kind of corny if you ask me. You don't like the mainstream, but want us to make the same bland mainstream music, but swear it's not what the fuck we want. Then, on top of the fact, the rapper does that sound, send it to a fucking independent radio station, and they say, you don't have no energy in your vocals, even though baby, I get on business, oh, now, baby, I just care about you. I don't care about you. Yeah, that's a song. That's a real song. And on the radio. And you tell these rappers to make songs like this because that's what's winning. That's what's in, which is also the most corniest shit on the planet. Because you're telling these niggas to make the exact same bland music that y'all hate so fucking much. Then when they do it, say, you need to change your energy. Okay, fine. So if I sit there and say, bitch, I don't care about you, because you don't care about me. You see the difference between I don't care about you from what I just said to now I do the same shit. I'd be like, I don't really give a fuck about the bitch. I'm about to go ahead and get like I'm supposed to. You will still call that fucking shit. Still call that shit motherfucking lazy monotone. Even though it's not like you see the dramatic difference. And sometimes y'all so dumb you don't realize that niggas just naturally sound like that. And there's rappers that sound like that for real. Earl, Boley James, Currency. Shall I continue? And they have a fan base. Y'all make it seem like no one can get a fan base making the music that they make. Only making the music that's on the radio. And these so-called reviewers who also make music, all they do is make the exact same shit you on the fucking radio and tell you the exact same thing. They can tell you, oh, well, just keep doing you. I'm not telling you, just keep doing you. No. That's fake. You want that nigga to legit be who he's not, which is also corny. How do you sit there and tell artists to be themselves? And when they be their unapologetic selves, they're cringe. Music cringe. When they be what you want them to be, then it's cool. But at the same time, it's kind of corny because they're being what they're really not. And then they don't talk about that's what I don't get. And they start talking about how, oh, it's like you're holding back some sound. You're holding back a style, bro. Be yourself. Shut up. Because when I was being my fucking unapologetic self, you called the shit cringe. When I was being my unapologetic self, you said it wasn't going to work. You said, oh, it's not industry accepted. It's not going to be. And I'm still getting hit with that shit, even though I'm not even making shit that's too fucking goddamn crazy. Because you don't want me to do anything too crazy. You don't want me to go back to 2000. You don't want me to go back to 2018, 19, 20 and start making crazy fucking flows over crazy fucking beats. Oh, hell no. You want to just keep making the same jazzy, boom bappy, soul sample shit. And then every full moon give you a fucking goddamn modern sound. It sounds modern, but it's not like what you hear on the fucking radio, that kind of shit. But if I were to hop on anything left, like some tropical shit or anything else like that, problem. It's also fucking corny. Because if I did not do that, you would sit there and say, there's no variety. I tell you, boy, and these are the same people that would call who corny, who cringe. It's what the fuck it is, man. I'm done.